Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you are listening to episode 35 of the Player Player Podcast, the show where we try to discuss video games in a way that everyone can enjoy. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the Pokemon Master himself, Arsene Lockwood.
Well, according to the Pokédex, I believe that Snivy is actually the most powerful Pokemon of all.
All right. That may or may not be true.
It's probably not. He's a starter. Gen 5, baby.
As always, each and every Thursday, we drop a brand new episode on all major podcast platforms, delivering you another quality discussion from your two favorite baby boys. Mm. Opening announcements. We usually don't have any, but I wanted to, before we get into the meat of the topic, I wanted to bring up two things.
Go right ahead.
Number one is we played Division 2.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on it?
I guess, like, just some quick thoughts. I thought it was a fun, in quote, game to play with friends. Definitely only, strictly with friends. Multiplayer only. I would never even think about touching that game by myself.
Right.
But like with a
As
group
was
of friends,
the first Division. You yeah. Know, I feel like people would say that the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. As long as you got, like, a squad of your brodies, you can go around just booling. I think it's just, like, a fun co-op shooter. Where you don't really have to, you not paying attention to the story is, mm-hmm. you know, not detrimental. I talked to a buddy of mine at work, and he was like, hey, man, I played the beta, too. You remember that part when the agent died? And, like, you could have prevented that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then, like I sat there and I thought about it for a second, and I was
I just thought about it. The guy that we were like.
Exactly. Agent Espinoza. No. I feel like we just straight up forgot about him. We just went in there and just, like, we were just doing things.
I thought that was scripted, so I didn't think we had to be rushing or nothing.
Oh, yeah, no, it was scripted, but I didn't even see it. I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't even know he died.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wait. No, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, moral of the story doesn't matter. Gameplay is fun-ish. I like the guns. I think, you know, having those guns are cool. I feel like it'll be a super grindy game, though, you know, in the long run to get those super cool guns. But, yeah, you know, as to be expected.
Yeah, going back in time 2 minutes for a second.
Of course.
For the people that don't know, Division 2 is just like a generic, it's like a more of a cooperative game. It's meant to be played with friends, and you're basically like this group of soldiers / task force / like survivors that have survived like this dollar flu, which was basically like this strain of disease that spread in New York City, started wiping people out. And you guys are the survivors when basically everybody's going crazy. You know, it's kind of like a fend for yourself mentality. And it's kind of like your group, the division forms to keep the peace when basically all the law is gone. So this is the follow-up, Division 2. They had a free beta last weekend, and Arsa and I played it with a friend of ours. And my opinions are like, it was fine. You know, it was fun playing with you guys. But at the same time, it wasn't like, I wasn't really super sucked in at any point.
Right. Like,
having the firefights was cool, but I wasn't like, this is unseen. This is like unheard of, like what I was doing. I didn't feel like anything that I was doing was super unique or super exciting, which was a little bit disappointing. Like, it was fun, but like after we played an hour or two, hour and a half, 2 hours, I was kind of like, all right, I'm kind of done with this.
Put it down.
Yeah, like you said, the story wasn't really interesting at all. Like, I don't know, maybe because I was playing with people, we were talking, we weren't really focused on the story, but just the world in general, like walking around Washington, D.C., like the setting is cool, but other than that, I really don't care about this scenario that we're in, like where all these new gang or military, whoever the bad guys are.
Like the hyenas.
The fact that they're in the hyenas, yeah. Like, I don't really care about them. So,
okay, yes.
Probably, I mean, I'm not going to pick this game up for $60. I didn't, you know, it didn't really capture my attention, but.
Definitely not.
I guess it was a fun weekend play.
It just felt too empty to me, honestly, the outer world area. Like, you know, once you got to your actual mission,
yeah,
that was lit. But, like, obviously, you don't want to have, like, you know, hella enemies where it's like, dang, I don't even want to walk to my mission because I just know. But, like, maybe throw in, like, a couple more dudes. Like, five dudes just for us three to kill? Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, Ubisoft? Even that, it was just like we're just walking up on dudes and shooting them. Like, I felt like it was kind of just boring. Whereas like Anthem,
we were the bad guys. Like,
when we were playing Anthem like a couple weeks ago, it was like, who knows what we're gonna run up on? Like, because this is like, these aren't humans. This is a whole new world, and True. That kind of made it exciting for me. And not only that, but just flying around in your javelin was just so nice. Like being able to just get up and go and like traverse up and down, underwater, backwards, and all these extra abilities you have and all that stuff made it really interesting. And also the guns, like, I don't know, it might have just been me. Like, it was cool to have new guns, but also it's like the guns just felt like guns. They didn't really feel like, they all kind of felt the same.
Like, yeah, I had like other a submachine than firing differently. They were all the
right,
same.
Right, yeah. They had kind of like a burst, and then I had the automatic, and that was kind of, I never really picked up a sniper either. I don't know. There was the in-game weapons, which I didn't actually get to play with, but yeah, that's that. So the moral of that story was to segue into my second topic, which is these early release games are trickling out, and so far, personally, I'm unimpressed. Anthem, unfortunately, didn't hit the mark. Division 2, I don't know if it's officially come out yet, but the beta didn't hit the mark. I'm like, I'm looking for somewhere to spend my money. And, I mean, Devil May Cry just got a 9.5 on IGN. But
Jesus, for real? Wow.
Yeah, which I'm pretty shocked. The reviews are pretty good.
I don't want to pick that up, though, just because, like, I feel like I'm just going to not get the story. Like, unless
do you
I
even have an Xbox?
An Xbox? Is it Xbox only?
Yeah, so you ain't picking that up.
No, there's my guy. Devil May Cry 5 is Xbox only.
Yeah, dude.
No way! They finally got an exclusive.
Yeah, let me make sure before
bro,
I spread lies.
I see it's on
PS4
right here, bro.
Oh, I guess I'm entirely wrong.
Dang! And on Steam.
It's on Steam.
It's on Microsoft Windows. That's what they say. So I'm assuming it's Steam.
It was at the Microsoft E3 conference, so I guess for whatever reason I thought it was
Xbox only. Xbox understandable. Exclusive.
Well, oh, then maybe I might if the reviews are. Stay if I see like the big time reviews are saying it's good, maybe I'll pick it up. But yeah, I'm basically just looking for some place to spend $60 right now. It's like, I guess Devil May Cry is now in the conversation.
Okay.
And then there's Days Gone, and then there's Rage 2, are all three games that I think I might pick up.
Gotcha.
I probably will only pick up one of the three, but you know, I'm really disappointed. I'm probably not gonna have my multiplayer game. I mean, I'm still thinking about doing the EA thing. But yeah.
Hey, so man, far, we got Modern Warfare, so that's all we that's need true. Right now. Modern Warfare Remastered, free for PlayStation Plus.
MWF.
Wait.
But
MWF. Oh.
Modern. Wait.
What?
I don't know what the F is, honestly.
Modern Warfare with Friends. There it is.
Yeah, Modern Warfare Friends.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, what about you? Do you have any games on your radar?
Other than, like, this, like, upcoming One Piece game that, like, I don't know. Yeah. It might be hit or miss. I'm going to, like, you know, definitely check reviews on that one before. I don't really have anything I'm excited for. I want to try and clear out the backlog before some of those big name games. I'm curious about this Days Gone game, but I'm not really like you know, wowed by it right now. And Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yep, I think reviews might be out for that. Maybe.
Might be. It's coming out this month. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I was literally in a group chat earlier today or group text, and I was like, yeah, when's Sekiro coming out? Somebody was like, in like 2 weeks, and I'm like,
dang.
Okay. Didn't know that.
That's on the list, definitely. That one and One Piece.
I mean, it all depends on. I just need to see the reviews, basically.
Of course.
Because even though I do really want a game to play, I still have a couple games in my backlog. I just want to add one more. Currently, like I want it to be multiplayer.
One more.
I want it to be multiplayer, but I just want to, and I mean, honestly, if I had my copy of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, it'd be donezo. I wouldn't need to get anything, but we'll see.
Ubisoft, stay hoeing people out here.
Come on, Ubisoft. Give me my goddamn code. Dang.
Ubisoft. Aren't they
Canadian?
Stop
playing.
Come on.
But moving into the main topic.
The real topic.
Recently, last week, we got a Pokemon, like, reveal announcement for the next generation Pokemon title
generation
this
eight,
year
baby.
Called Pokemon Sword and Shield. Yes. And I wanted to, we'll talk about the announcement, but I wanted to kind of expand this because we really haven't talked about Pokemon ever on this podcast. We talked about it a couple times here and there, you know, a couple stories about our predictions about Pokemon Let's Go and stuff like that, but we haven't really talked about Pokemon as a genre. And I don't want to like go into the history too much, but I want to talk about what our thoughts were on what was announced last week, what we expect the final product to be at the end of the year, what we want the final product to be, and I want to talk about the future of Pokemon. So,
okay.
I want to get your thoughts initially on the reveal video.
Okay, so my thoughts, obviously, I'm hyped. Gen 8, anytime a new generation of Pokemon, like, I feel like remakes don't really do it for me. So, like, you know, when we're talking, like, or remakes, or I guess, like, second iterations of a game, like, you know, Ultra Sun and Moon, and Heart Gold, Heart Soul Silver. Well, actually, Heart Soul Silver, that was a good game. But anyways, those games don't really do it for me as much as these new generation announcements do. So when I first, you know, saw it, I was definitely very excited. However, I guess kind of like my initial reaction is a little hesitant just because of the fact that, I don't know, I feel like I'm being like a little spoiled. I'm definitely very happy, but I'm definitely being also going to be a little spoiled brat when it comes to some of the graphical capabilities of the game. I expected a little bit more, even though I know, you know, Nintendo Switch is not some powerhouse. It ain't no Xbox One X or something like that. I still expected the models and the world to look a little sharper. Definitely having, like, I thought that there might even be another graphics overhaul between, you know, Generation 7 and 8. However, it just looks like the models are just a little bit smoothed out rather than, I guess, sharper and more defined. If you kind of, I don't know if you are as familiar with
I'm out of the loop here, so I'm just.
Yeah, so like I guess like the biggest jump was from Generation 5 to 6, because that's when five was Unova's, the like black and white.
Okay.
So they still had sprites at that point. And then Generation 6, Pokemon X and Y, that's when they moved to like the 3D character models. And for the what is that, 3DS.
Gotcha.
Thought that was a great jump. Then even from 6 to 7, there was kind of like an increase in the size of the models, and I think there's still yet another increase in the size of the models, making them more, I guess, like looking more like people. But I don't know. The ratios are a little bit better. Yeah. But I'm just being a little brat. I wanted to see some full body, like, you know, Final Fantasy looking boys up here running around in Pokemon world, a little bit even more realistic than what we're, you know, currently dealing with in the previous generations. But, you know, other than that, you know, I've, you know, blabbed on about the graphics. I think the game's going to be super, super fun, especially now that they're bringing the formula back. You know, they took it, I don't know if you probably remember that with Sun and Moon, they did change the formula. They said, you know, we don't have gyms anymore. We're going to do Pokemon gyms, which are, you know, for those who don't know, it's just like kind of like a way to test your skill against a relatively harder opponent. And they changed those with like these trials, which was like, I don't even know how to describe a trial to you. I'm going to be honest with you. I just remember just experiencing it. And they were like, yeah, so it's like a trial. And then like, there's like these like power souped up Pokemon that you fight rather than fighting like a real person sometimes. But there's also like the real people you fight, but it's both of them. And so I was like, what? So that was pretty wacky.
Did they say they were bringing gyms back explicitly?
I've seen the word gyms written on there. Like, make your way through the gyms.
Oh, okay.
On some official documentation. So I'm excited for that.
My man is scrolling through the official documentation.
Yeah, you know, the one page information they've given us on PokemonSwordShield.com. And I think the map looks clean, though. That's kind of like my last little tidbit.
What about the starters?
I like the starters. I know a lot. I feel like some people were like, who are these people? Like, what are these little nuggets we got on the screen? I don't know, man. Every time I see a new set of starters, I think they all look dope. Like, I won't say dope, but like, I think they all look at least cute, at the very least. My boy Grookey, you already know I'm a Grookey main right now. I changed my Twitter handle to Grookey's Dad. Follow me on Twitter if you wanna see some no content whatsoever.
Yeah, do you even tweet?
I don't tweet. I retweet. I got some pretty funny retweets. But yeah,
he's a content thief, everybody.
I'm a content thief. Holla at me real quick. But yeah, so I really like Grookey's design. I like all of their designs, and I'm just super. I think I'm also excited to see what their evolutions produce. In addition to like, I guess like all the new styles. All right, all the new like not styles, new Pokemon that they're gonna add to the region. Hopefully, we get a big Pokédex this time because I think Generation 7 probably had like the smallest one, like not even 100 Pokemon. Which, I mean, no. I guess is okay, but, you know, yeah. I don't know. I've been talking a lot. I feel like I want to hear your thoughts about your initial reactions to the trailer as well.
Let me tell you, my guy. Oh, go right ahead. Here's me just sitting. I don't even know where I was at the time. I was sitting somewhere, and I knew this guy. I was probably in my bed because this goddamn trailer came out at 6 in the goddamn morning over here in Seattle. So I was like, hold up. Your boy's not waking up. So... when I did wake up at my normal time, hopped on over to YouTube, watched the direct, and boy, let me tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Okay.
The trailer, like, I'm not here to do any of the in-depth analysis of the trailer, of what they're offering, all that stuff, because let me tell you, unlike most people, I didn't own a 3DS, and I've been out of the Pokemon's game for a while. I haven't played I did not play Sun and Moon. Mm-hmm. I did not play X and Y. I didn't play
Black and White.
I didn't play any of those. So
you're three generations removed.
Exactly. And the last Pokemon game I played was on my Nintendo DS. We were looking at flat characters.
Yes.
We didn't have any of this 3D nonsense. So me seeing this trailer, I'm like, Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited to have Pokemon on my Switch. I personally am just excited about getting back into the game of Pokemon after being away from it for almost like 4 years or whatever. So I'm not one that will have lots of harsh criticism. I'm just excited to get more of the same, and I'm excited to get like upgraded graphics since from when I played. So I'm going to be honest, it's going to be really hard to disappoint me with this game.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard to disappoint me, whereas like with Let's Go Pikachu, I was very hesitant. Let's Go Eevee, I was very hesitant because as more and more information came out, I was like, this doesn't really remind me of what I used to play, and like the new stuff that they're adding is not stuff that I want to spend a lot of time investing or spend a lot of time playing just because it seemed too easy, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z. Because this is seemingly a lot of more of the original content, more of the original formula, I'm like, let's get it, boy. Let me tell you, boy. Like, there's a lot of people out here being like, actually, they added these of all forms of Pokemon, and I really would like to see Pokemon eggs this time. I mean, I think we already had eggs, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the people are asking all these futures, talking about, hey, like, let's go to this world, let's go to this map, X, Y, and Z, let's see these Pokemon. I don't care. And the best part about it is, regardless of what Pokemon they include, they're going to have some OG Pokemon in it, because we saw that in the teaser.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have new Pokemon in it, 100%. And the crazy thing about it for me is, even the Pokemon, a lot of the Pokemon I assume that a lot of people already know, I'm still not going to know. So it's going to be like... almost like it'll probably be like 75% of the Pokemon in the game will be new to me, which I'm excited about.
That's good. Yeah.
Now, going over to like what I expect this game to be at launch, I don't know. Like, I don't expect it to be like changing the game, revolutionizing. Is revolutionizing a word?
I think so.
Revolution. Revolutionary, revolutionized.
You are a revolutionary, but I think you revolutionize.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I looked it up. You good?
Wow, you looked it up pretty fast. Anyways, I don't think it's gonna revolutionize the Pokemon game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're gonna catch some people by surprise with a couple things that they'll announce like at E3 around that time. And I think I've heard some rumors about some features where it's like you have one Pokemon that is in your party, but then you can also use that Pokemon to change the type of another Pokemon in your party and stuff like that.
Wait a minute, where'd you hear that from?
I've heard rumors, you know. I've heard on the grapevine. Your boy stays on the grapevine. Your boy likes grapes. You know what I'm saying? So
gotta use grapes to make wine.
Yeah. I think so. I expect it to be like a couple new changes, enough for me to have to be completely sucked in this game, essentially.
Gotcha.
And I'm assuming you can more accurately talk about what we can expect, because I am out of the loop on what all these features are going to be. I'm out of the loop on these like mega evolutions and all that, and if they'll be in the next game or how they transfer and all that stuff. I'm not the one to talk to you about that, but the last thing I'll say is what I want eventually to happen, and we'll talk about like the future of Pokemon in a second, but what I want to happen, my dream for Pokemon was always to have a game where, actually, this already happened. I think my dream was to have a game where you are the Pokemon. I remember.
I think I know what you were.
So, you control the trainer, all right?
Yes.
You run around, you like do whatever. But in the Pokemon battles, instead of it being like, you pick a move turn-based. And then it's like turn-based. Yeah, you actually control the Pokemon, not like Pokemon Battle Royale or whatever that we have, Pokemon Tournament or whatever. But actually, like if a Pokemon is hitting you with a water hydro pump or something, you can dodge and like you can attack back, but you like run out of PP and all that stuff. I think like they can do it in a certain way that would really change the way that Pokemon's played. Mm. Will we ever see that? Probably not. But I still think if they did it right, that would be a crazy game changer. But I want to hear from you. What do you expect this game to be currently? Like, I know you think there's a lot's not going to change, at least graphically, but in terms of gameplay, what are some things that you liked with the previous things that you would like to see again, and what would you like to see changed up? Okay. And then, like, what do you expect and what would you want to see? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well, I'm expecting, obviously, like a return to the traditional style of gameplay. I think they had their opportunity to experiment with a new, you know, game format with like Pokemon the Sun and Moon games. But for this game, I think especially because of the fact that, you know, they've been promising a core Pokemon RPG for Switch. It's the first time you technically have a core Pokemon game on a console, even though it's, you know, handheld home console hybrid. This is a first. So I think they want to play it relatively safe.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, with the same thing. I think that, was it Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee was a good... That was like an even... Technically, an even safer like release that they had in order to like, you know, test this out. In my opinion, I saw that as kind of like their like opportunity to just be like, hey, y'all still like the old gameplay, because you know we did change it completely, and also to, in addition to that, to be able to try and like kind of get like players like you, even though I know you didn't buy it, but get players like you who may have been removed from the series for, you know, generations almost, and getting them back into the series, you know, in a way that's not super crazy. That being said, I think like my expectations for this new one, I think like I said, it's going to be, you know, pretty cut dry, 8 gems and Elite Four. I'm hoping, you know, we get another Battle Frontier. That's always been my favorite aspect of Pokemon games, just because, you know, if you're really like, you know, dedicated, you can probably knock out the Pokemon game in like, what, like 3-4 days, like the full, you know, the story of the game.
If you're really grinding,
And so I feel like having a Battle Frontier at the end, which, you know, has that added level of challenge to it.
And Battle Frontier is just like another string of challengers that get tougher and tougher, right?
Yes. Well, kind of. They had, I guess, like, specifically remember the Battle Frontier from Pokemon Generation 3, the Hoenn region, where you had, like, different, like, frontier brains, quote-unquote, which were almost like gym leaders as well. But, they all had, like, I guess, different types of battles inside that you would fight, or different ways that you would go about battling, which I thought was super cool. I think they brought it back in a couple of other games. I don't remember which ones, though. Maybe, like, the Heart Gold, Soul Silver. I don't know.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's another expectation. Like, I know you said you didn't care too much about this, but like a couple other people out there, I want to be able to do some multi-region traveling. I think that's something that has always been... you know, goal of mine, or like, you know, a want for mine. Like, you know, once they teased it with us, you know, right in the beginning when Pokemon first came out, you know, you had Pokemon Fire Red or Pokemon Red, Blue, and then with Gold and Silver, they were like, yeah, we got this new region, but y'all miss the old one, don't you? And they were like, yeah, we miss it. And then like,
please
let me go back. But then with Hoenn, they were like, y'all miss the old ones, don't y'all? That's too bad. And then they never let us go back until was that Soul Silver, you know, since mm-hmm. we had the ability to be in Johto once again. So yeah. I know that, you know, I guess geographically those regions are like, you know, in canon, supposed to be right next to each other. But like, you know, these people got boats and stuff, man. Like, like that's boats and planes.
They got
like
Pokemon.
Let me, yeah, like exactly. Like, please just let me go from region to region. And you know, if it's not in this game, just like at least consider it for like a future game. I feel like that's something that should be you know, on Game Freak, on Nintendo's like minds, you know, for the like upcoming future. And I guess like I'm trying to think of other expectations. I saw recently somebody made a Fakemon of like an Eevee Steel type. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool if we had one of those. You know, more Eevee types are cool in my opinion. Give my boy Eevee all the types. Like I feel like he's only got like 8 of the 17 types out there.
There's 17 types. This is news to me.
There were 16, but then they I forgot. You are pretty far removed. They added a fairy type. You probably remember
hearing about fairy type. I heard of that, but I don't know.
So fairy type, and they added fairy type and gave Eevee a fairy type evolution, which is actually a pretty cute one. But but yeah, I guess those are my expectations, hopes. You know, like, this is just like, you know, the I like, you know, just in general for the series, kind of similar to you. I want that ability to, you know, battle as the Pokemon when you get to combat. But I'm thinking of it as even real time. I'm thinking of it as even more seamless, having it like, you know, if I'm out in the wild, I've got my trainer, like my trainer's running around, but as soon as, you know, we come in contact with a Pokemon, instead of like, you know even switching scenes, it's like we're battling right there out there, and like we don't go to like an arena, we just right there in the field, like, you know, just like we just scrapping. So I don't know, I feel like that would be that's definitely never gonna happen in my opinion.
I can't even think of how that gameplay will work.
Yeah. I think like, you know, just I have no idea.
My brain hurts.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it to you. I just really thought it would be a fun idea. Everybody, please don't you know, maybe take some ibuprofen if your heads are hurting thinking about that.
Let me drug myself up.
Yeah, go. That's you taking a ibuprofen right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are kind of my expectations for the game. Like you said, I feel like I've been pretty involved with the series. At least main games of each. I've played every main game of each generation from generation 2. So
I'm just curious, like, to close it out here, do we think Pokemon is gonna ever switch it up? Like, now that they're on the Switch, we think the Switch is gonna, and I'm saying Switch a lot right now, I understand that. Like, the Switch seems like a stable platform. Switch seems like Nintendo has finally figured it out. If we have any new consoles in the next 4 whatever years, I think we're gonna get like a Switch Plus, all this extra stuff,
right?
This gives them time to create new things on the Switch. They know the hardware they have, they know their limitations, they know what they, you know, they have to work with,
right?
Will we see another breakoff, spinoff of Pokemon where they switch it up, or will they ever touch the main core titles? Will we see stuff like Pokemon Coliseum kind of creep back in into the mix? Because I think that would be cool with our current generation, or our current technology, and our current, like, where we are with the whole Pokemon universe. I think it would really be cool to revisit that Pokemon Coliseum gameplay style, because that is essentially what you're talking about, like full-fledged characters. Like, if they really just updated the graphics, like, you're running around like a real dude. Like, I thought this is more gritty. Like, I really did like that. But yeah, like, what do you think? Do you think they're ever going to touch the core and switch up the formula, or you think it's just too safe? Like, it works. Don't fix what's not broken. It makes them too much money. You know, it's perfect. Like, I'm curious on what you think, because personally, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they'll ever touch the core title. I have hope for a spinoff, like another Pokemon Coliseum experimentation in the future, but I don't think they're ever going to touch the core title, at least anytime soon, like not within the next 5+ years.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing, I don't think I would see too much of a change. I mean, like, you know, technically they've already done that with Sun and Moon. With, like, you know, really, that was like their first time real, like, taking a core game and saying, you know what, we're completely changing the gameplay. Yeah, but like, I guess having them do that again on the Switch, I don't know. See, personally, I don't know how the sales were for Sun and Moon or Ultra Sun and Moon. I mean, I got a copy, you know, Jose got a copy.
They sold two copies.
They sold at least two copies, three. Amiri got one too. So at least three copies were sold. So I feel like that can be considered a success in some people's eyes, maybe mine. But, you know, I don't know if Nintendo would consider the sales of, or if Nintendo does consider the sales of Pokemon Sun and Moon to be super successful or not. If so, I could definitely see some kind of resurgence of a formula change happening. If not, I think they're just going to say, look, you know, we know what works. If it ain't broke, it ain't, don't, you know, break it. Or don't fix it, whatever.
Don't break it. Don't do nothing to
it. Don't even touch it. Don't look at it. So I could see them doing that as well. So it's really up in the air at this point. It would be nice to see a different approach, different from what we currently have, like, you know, with our standard 8-gym format and different from the trial system, because I feel like that could use a little bit more fine-tuning. I think if they get back to the lab, they might even find, like, I could see them potentially finding a new format that is, like, you know, that could become a new staple.
Ooh, so you're saying, like, we could see, like, a new breed of Pokemon emerging in the Switch generation.
That'd I could cool. see it. I wouldn't be super surprised. And as for, like, the Pokemon Colosseum series, I would like to see a remake, I guess, of the original, just to, like, you know, really serve as, like, that. I don't know. I don't really know, because I didn't have a lot of experience with Pokemon Colosseum. It just seems like, to me, it was just, you know, obviously it's just strict Pokemon battling. How did Pokemon Colosseum work?
Actually, it's pretty good. Like, it was basically like a regular Pokemon game, except you have, like, a 3D model person running around. The only difference was, there was no...
You didn't catch Pokemon, did you?
Yeah, you didn't catch you. So what happened was you stole Pokemon from other trainers. That is how the game worked. That's how you got new Pokemon.
Was that the Pokemon Darkness one? Like,
well, they were both, like, there was Pokemon Colosseum and then Pokemon Gale of Darkness.
XD, oh my god, bro, that's
you stole dark. Pokemon from other people. Yeah, like, so essentially, like, in Pokemon Colosseum, there would be Pokemon that were consumed by this darkness, and they would be, like, much more aggressive than regular Pokemon, and you would have to, like, literally throw a special Pokeball to steal them mid-battle, which is honestly a crazy-ass concept.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But, yeah, if you killed them in battle, then it was just OV. You can never catch them again, which is pretty messed up.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was pretty dope, so I would, you know, bring it back. Why not? Bring it back.
I'd be interested in having more, like, spinoffs just, like, of the series in general. Like, I really enjoyed a lot of the Pokemon spinoff. I still want to play that Detective Pikachu game. Just, you know, to say, all right, I know what it's about.
Yeah.
In addition to that, my two favorites, Pokemon Conquest. It was, like, a one-off, like, you know, one-time collab they did with, like, some other, like, Japanese game brand, Nobunaga's Ambition, where basically you're have you heard of Conquest or played it at all?
It's news to me.
Oh yeah, it was lit. It was like a strategy based game where you would like, you know, you position your Pokemon around here, you send them, like, you know, a couple moves, and then, like, have them attack in that way, almost like Fire Emblem, which I don't think you played that one either, but, like, you know,
played Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I played with Fire Emblem. So yeah, kind of similar to that in a bit more 3D-ish space on the DS. That was a litty one. And the Pokemon Ranger series. I never got a copy myself.
Dang, I hated that game.
You hated that game? Dang. Yeah.
I think maybe because I saw the trailers and it was like, oh, you can play as a Pokemon. And I thought my dream was finally coming true.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no, we just doing, like, turn-based nonsense.
Turn-based? No, wait a minute. Was it turn-based? You're talking about Mystery Dungeon?
I was thinking Mystery Dungeon. Is this different?
Pokemon Ranger. That's the one where you had the DS and you had like you had to like capture the Pokemon, like capture. You take the stylus and you like spin circles around them on the because you had like a little Beyblade that were like
Beyblades.
look up a little quick like look up like Pokemon Ranger capture, and it'll be like the person is using their stylus running it around the Pokemon on the bottom screen.
No, I ain't had this game.
Yeah, I always wanted to pick it up because I was like, dang, this looks lit at the time. At
clean.
Least. I could probably go back and I'd probably be like, all right, bro, this is probably pretty boo boo, but yeah,
boo boo to the max.
It'd be like that though.
Dang, it does look kind of clean though.
I don't know how they would do it on Switch. I know it's Switch is touchscreen, but I doubt any people are gonna be really. You don't even remember Switch's touchscreen. Yeah,
I was just about to say that. I was gonna like I don't think anybody remembers the Switch's touchscreen. I was literally
it's only on the main screen. It's only on the main menu, like the home menu. Like,
oh yeah, you could touch your screen, can't you? Yeah. No game implements it really.
I have yet to see a game. There's got to be like that one Nintendo Switchware that's like on the shop. Be like, hey y'all, check it out. It's like, all right, bro, you got it. Or like number or the what's the other mechanic game. The like HD rumble where you can feel exact
like yeah some people use it some
Mario Party uses that but
yeah Mario Party uses it
oh yeah. But yeah
Mario uses it so which, all Nintendo first parties
Mario Odyssey uses it
yeah which you mean? Like looking for stuff under the sand and stuff like that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true indeed.
But anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah.
So moral of the story, everybody caught Pokemon. We'll talk about our impression because I know we said we were both getting Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, and neither of us got it, but I think we are legitimately both getting this. Like,
oh yeah, I'll pre-order this one without a doubt.
I can't see a way that we actually don't both pick this up. So right. When it comes out, we'll talk about it. And until then, thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Tell your friends about us. And if you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, follow us at Player Player on Instagram, Player Player Pod on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Yep.